Simpson.
Hi, good morning. It's Sunday morning, Jolly Roger type Sunday with a tired Dave Simpson, but a lively one with you for the next 2 hours. And my thanks to Kevin Hall for the breakfast show. Lots of good music there during the last hour. At least I think there was, I've been asleep. However, bright-eyed, wide awake, and armed with a big pile of letters, a big stack of oldies, and a couple of red-hot turntables for a Sunday morning, MAR on 266. Best part of 2 minutes of my theme tune out of the way, my theme tune being Rinky Dink by Sounds Incorporated from 1964, and I shall be playing it again in its entirety, especially for Stuart of Kimmel Bay, who has requested me to do so. Meanwhile, it's on with the oldies, and again from 1964, something now from Manfred Mann, entitled Do Our Diddy Diddy.
Thing in the air.
Dave Simpson.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. Was walking next to me singing,
do,
holding my hand just as natural as to me singing,
do.
We walk on to my door, walk on to my door, and we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Single day singing.
Manfred Mann, 1964. I think it was Manfred Mann, was it? Yes, I've just been rearranging the studio so that I can get at the oldies properly, because oldies is what the show's all about on this Sunday morning from Maziland Alternative Radio. Dave Simpson playing the music right the way through until 1 o'clock. And that was a little tune there entitled Do Our Diddy Diddy.
Illuminate.
From 1964, we travel up to 1967 now. And I'm sure you'll remember Arthur Connolly in a song called Sweet Soul Music. Flashback in time on MAR with Arthur Connolly, a song there called Sweet Soul Music, and Sweet All Kinds of Music on the programme this morning as I root rapidly through the record boxes and through the letters because I was a little bit late in arriving. However, I am here and everything now should work out reasonably well today, a little bit better than what I did yesterday. Must apologise for yesterday's programme. Nothing at all worked out yesterday. Anyway, let's see what we can do for you this morning.
If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051-630-2816. Also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records.
Our first letter on the Dave Simpson Show this morning comes from Stephen Sanford of 5 Devril Road, Birkenhead on Merseyside, and he says, Dear Dave, first of all, I would like to say how much I enjoyed your programme about pirates of the 1960s. I am only 14 years old, so your programme taught me quite a lot. I have enclosed a stamped addressed envelope, so will you send me details about other pirate stations in Britain? Also, could you let me know how to get hold of the album The History of Offshore Radio? Well, Stephen, thanks for your letter. I've put some information in the post to you, which you may possibly have already received by now. If not, then it's... I'm afraid it's going to lie in the post all over this bank holiday weekend, isn't it? And then you won't receive it until Tuesday morning. But there is something in the post to you. The address of where you can get hold of the album, The History of Offshore Radio, from, which, just in case any of our other listeners are interested, is East Anglian Productions, 21 Walton Road, Frinton-on-Sea in Essex. And I'll give you that address out a little bit later on. In fact, I'll write that down somewhere here to remind me to give it out to you a little bit later on. And... I've sent off the details of the other land-based pirate stations to you, Stephen, so you should be receiving that in the post. 14 years old and into the pirates already, are you? And you'd like me to play We Love the Pirate Stations. Well, I shall tell you what I'll do. I shall play that for you round about 10 minutes to 12, okay? Because I haven't got it lined up just now. I shall have to go and root it out of the box, and I'll play it for you about 10 minutes to 12. So I shall put your letter over here where I can see it, Stephen. Thanks once again for writing in to me. On with the music here on the Dave Simpson Show, and something now from 1967. One of the last records to be played on Radio Caroline just before she was made illegal. And it is, in fact, the theme from a teenage opera by Keith West. And I thought I'd play this today because I heard it on, but would you believe it? Dare I mention it? I heard it on Radio 2 on Friday on Ed Stewart's programme. And I thought, must play that again this Sunday. So I'll play this one for you, Steve. And We Love the Pirates coming up later.
Years. This 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, gets on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no.
The people that live in the town don't understand.
He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. Lovely flowers decorate a marble square. People cry from all the way, think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what happened to old Jack.
Keith West, 1967, is excerpt from a teenage opera which was riding high in the Caroline North charts around about the time that the Marine Broadcasting Offences Bill was brought into force. In fact, it was in the charts on August the 14th, that particular record, I believe. All right, and as I was saying, I heard Radio 2, the Ed Stewart's programme on Friday, and somebody wrote in and says, please can you play Grocer Jack? I mean, these intellectuals who listen to Radio 2 and they don't even know the title of the record. Terrible, isn't it? Anyway, that's going out there especially to Stephen Sanford of 5 Deverell Road, Birkenhead, Merseyside, and I shall play We Love the Pirates to you a little bit later on, Stephen. Thanks once again for your letter, and all the details that you've asked me for are in fact in the post to you.
Midland Alternative Radio.
Just on 16 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock for a Sunday morning on MAR with Dave Simpson playing the music through until 1, and it's oldies show between now and 12 o'clock, or I might even extend it till 1 o'clock, as we have quite a number of letters to get through. So let's get straight on with the next one, which says, Dear Mr. Fab DJ. I like that. Yes, that's good, that. Dear Mr. Fab DJ. I know the word fab went out with the 1960s and 208 and all that, but I still like it. It says, please play the following record, The Days of Pearly Spencer by David McWilliams, for, and I'll have to take a deep breath of this, for Ronnie Naylor, Peter Smee, Mike Nola, Henry Henderson, David Glover, The Stud Ridings, Rob Oliver, Henry Space, Ron Greenhouse, Henry Root, William Shatner, Mick Beale, Dave Kay, Elvis Presley, oh, they're bringing him back, are they? Doc Disco, Mr. MD, Linda Naylor, Mr. Spock, Dave Kay once again, at 11:30 p.m. on this Sunday. Oh, no, sorry, 11:15 p.m. on this Sunday, and there's another little envelope here, a little miniature envelope that's come with it, and it says, do not open till the show, and open it at 11:30, so I'll save that one. And I shall open that one at 11:30. Meanwhile, for all those big stack of people whose names I don't want to read out again, here is, on Major Minor Records, the important voice of David McWilliams and The Days of Pearly Spencer.
A tenement, a dirty street, walked and worn by shoeless feet, in silence long and so complete, watched by a shivering sun. Old eyes in a small child's face, watching as the shadows race through walls and cracks and leave no trace, and daylight's brightness shine.
The days are past, the race is almost run.
Nose pressed hard in frosted glass, gazing at the swollen mass on concrete fields where grows no grass, stumbles blindly on. Iron trees smother the air, but withering they stand and stare through eyes that neither know nor care where the grass is gone. What's that stubble on your chin? Buried in the rot gut gin, you played and lost, not won. You played a house that can't be beat, now look, your head's bowed in defeat. You walk too far along the street where only rats can run.
Great record on Major Minor Records from the 1960s, as advertised on Radio Caroline, I might point out. The important voice of David McWilliams, and a track there entitled The Days of Pearly Spencer, with David McWilliams sounding as though he's singing down a loo tube. And that goes out to, and I'll have to take a deep breath again, Ronnie Naylor, Peter Smee, Mike Nutler, Henry Henderson, David Glover, The Stud Ridings, Rob Oliver, Henry Space, Ron's Greenhouse, Henry Root, William Shatner, Mick Beale, Dave Kay, Elvis Presley, Doc Disco, Mr. MD, Linda Naylor, and Mr. Spock. So good morning to all of you people, and welcome into the Dave Simpson Show. Theme tune of Johnny Walker. And because they're young, the theme tune to disc jockey Johnny Walker's show on Caroline South. And while we're on the subject of theme tunes, I've collected quite a number of the artists and titles of the theme tunes used by Caroline North DJs. If anybody knows any more, would they like to write into me so that I can complete my collection and put them all together, and then we'll see if we can get hold of some of the copies of the theme tunes and play them for you on the Sunday morning programmes here on MAR. Our mailing address is number 72, Millhay Heights, Morton on Merseyside. And my name's Dave Simpson. Please put my name on the inside of the letter. So if you know any of the artists and titles of the pieces of music used by Caroline North DJs as their theme tunes for their programmes on Caroline North between 64 and 67, I'd like to know so that I can pass the information on to the rest of the world.
For forklift truck sales, hire or repairs, contact Shorrock Forklift Trucks on Southport 60773, or their 24-hour service available on Southport 815761. Shorrock Forklift Trucks for all forklift requirements.
So I'd be grateful for any information on theme tunes of Caroline DJs, so please write in if you do know anything about them at all. Now, here's a rather nice letter, and I must confess that I read through this letter before I spotted the funny bit at the top left-hand corner, which is a pair of hairy legs that's been drawn by Jay Thomas of 207 Hereford Drive in Netherton. Thank you very much, Jay Thomas, for the picture of my hairy legs. No doubt you've been listening to the programmes last weekend, all the other DJs pulling my legs to pieces there, picking the hairs out of them, things like that. And you say, please could I give the address for the two free radio magazines again, as you've lost the piece of paper that you had the addresses written on. Well, I have sent you them through the post so that you can't lose this one. So I've sent you some information on Land-Based Pirates, J. Thomas, and also the addresses of the free radio magazines. And here's an interesting bit of the letter. It says, I completely disagree with you about the quality of the first hour of Thursday the 14th broadcast. I thought this was the best out of all 3 hours. And please can I play Johnny Walker's most famous speech again? Yes, I shall do that. Once again, I shall do that a little bit later on when I play We Love the Pirates, especially for Stephen Sanford. Meanwhile, I shall play one of the records that you've asked me to play, which is Thunderclap Newman's Something in the Air. Thanks once again, Jay Thomas, for your letter and also for your little drawing of my hairy legs.
We got to get together.
Thunderclap Newman, 1969 sound of Something in the Air, and of course there is Something in the Air every Saturday and every Sunday, and this Monday as well, and that is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266, and the record there going out to Jay Thomas of Hereford Drive, Netherton on Merseyside, Johnny Walker's famous speech coming up for you at 5 minutes to 12, along with We Love the Pirates for Stephen Sanford. Thanks once again for your letter, Jay Thomas, and thanks for that lovely drawing of my hairy legs. I like the way you put the trousers down around my ankles. I will have you know that the other Thursday evening, Thursday the 14th of August, when I met all the guys for a quick drink, I lifted my trouser legs up. I never dropped my trousers down. Anyway, it's 11:30 and time for me to open up this little envelope which came in along with the request which I did a little bit earlier up, and it says please do not open until the show. So I'll open it for you now. In fact, while I'm opening it, we shall have a jingle.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The fastest thing in the air.
Dave Simpson.
Whoopee. Whoopee indeed. You want to see this piece of paper I've got here, written on, I don't know what it's written on, some kind of receipt or something, chopped up to about a quarter of an inch square, and it says, this is a small request. Dear Dave Simpson, hello, please play the Radio London theme tune, which was, of course, Big Lil, in case you didn't know, Big Lil, and it says, please play the Radio London theme tune for, oh no, it's the same set of people that wrote to me before, only they put more names on it this time, so I'll have to take an even bigger breath. For Lucy Space, Henry Space, Mike Waring, Dave K, Miss L Space, Boyce, Miss L Space Boyce, Ronnie and Linda, Henry Space, William Shatner, Mr. Spock, Jill Ainsworth, Peter Smee, Captain Kirk, Nick Schultz, Henry Root, Mike Nolan, Mrs. Henry Henderson. Please play 11:30 on Sunday, the 24th of the 8th, 1980, Big Lil. And that's it, Big Lil, a theme tune to Wonderful Radio London, and we play that this morning, especially for the following people: Lucy Space, Henry Space, Mike Waring, Dave K, Miss L Space Boyce, Ronnie and Linda, presumably Ronnie and Linda Naylor, Henry Space, William Shatner, Mr. Spock, Jill Ainsworth, Peter Smee, Captain Kirk, Nick Schultz, Henry Root, Mike Nolan, and Mrs. Henry Henderson.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Yester Play.
Instrumentally yours, this is Jet Harris. I know a lot of people who, when that record started, were expecting to hear a Caroline jingle, because that piece of music was in fact used on the Caroline jingle back in the 1960s, and amongst those people expecting to hear that would be in fact Barry, Ruth, Lisa and Paula Johnson from up there in Blackpool. Very good morning to all of you, and welcome into the Dave Simpson Show. My pleasure to be here playing records for you once again on a Sunday morning, and I sure hope you're going to stay tuned to me right the way through until 1 o'clock today. In fact, I know that you'll stay tuned to me because I know who the good listeners are, and I can trust all the good listeners on this station.
What condition is your car in? Whether your needs are for tyres, exhaust, shock absorbers, brakes or batteries, for the best deal on the Wirral, contact your nearest Taurus Motoring Centre. There are four branches located at Pensby, Prenton, Laird Street, Birkenhead and Morton. Just look for the Taurus Bull or ring 051 678 4040 for more details. They're in the Wirral Globe every week.
Yes, I can trust the listeners of MAR because by the letters coming in, it makes the whole job worthwhile sitting here and taking the risk and playing records and things for you each weekend. And I remember back in the early days of MAR when no mail was coming in, and I used to sit here really depressed and think, is it all worthwhile? But all these lovely letters coming in, yes, it is all worthwhile. So a very good morning to Barry, Ruth, Lisa and Paula Johnson. And don't forget, I shall see you tomorrow night. And something, meanwhile, something going out especially to you, again from the 1960s. Let's just have a look at the date. And it's 1966, and more music from Manfred Mann. And you remember a song called Semi-Detached Suburban? MAR rebound sound from Manfred Mann, and the number there called Semi-Detached Suburban, going out to Barry, Ruth, Lisa and Paula up there in Blackpool. And we must not forget Sandy Mountain, must we? And if you get your pens and papers ready, to all our free radio listeners, I shall give out the address of East Anglian Productions, where you can get a hold of that copy of the album The History of Offshore Radio. Meanwhile, onto another record now, asked for by J. Thomas of Hereford Drive, Netherton on Merseyside.
Bridgeland Alternative Radio.
And this time it's something from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, the number entitled The Urban Space Band.
Thank you.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with the Urban Spaceman, and that's another record there which was asked for by Jay Thomas of Hereford Drive in Netherton, Merseyside. And just a reminder that Johnny Walker's famous speech and also Wheel of the Pirates coming up around about 12:05. Meanwhile, it's onto a rather nice letter from Stuart Lancaster, I think his name is, of 12 Sinlas, Kimmel Bay Rill in North Wales, and he's asked for a rather nice request here. He says, would I please play my signature tune all the way through without talking over it? I don't know what it's called, but Caroline used to play it in the 1960s. And also, did I receive your cassette? Which yes, I did receive your cassette. In fact, I think I mentioned this on the programme last week, Stu. But I kept hold of your cassette in the hopes that we may have some new MAR jingles. However, they haven't come through, so what I've done is I've recorded you my theme tune and the existing MAR jingles onto your tape, and I've popped it in the post to you. So, without any further gab from me, I shall play you my theme tune, which is in fact Rinky Dink by Sounds Incorporated. And there are three different versions of this particular record. One, which was Tom Lodge's theme tune, was called Rinky Dink, and that was by the Johnny Howard Band. And also the drummer, what's his name, Dave Baby Cortez, organ fella, Dave Baby Cortez. He also made a very, very slow version of Rinky Dink, and I used the fastest version, which is by Sounds Incorporated, and sounds something like this. My signature tune, Rinky Dink by Sounds Incorporated, played in its entirety and hopefully without interruption. I hope our transmitter stayed working while that record was playing there. And that goes out especially to Stu of Kimmel Bay Rill in North Wales. Right, time for two in a row on the Dave Simpson Show. Both of these are Lennon and McCartney compositions, and both performed by Peter and Gordon from the 1960s. First of all, A World Without Love, followed by Nobody I Know.
Lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see
loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I lose. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Fancy something a little different? Then come along to the Lighthouse Restaurant Night Spot in Formby. For good food, comfortable surroundings and a warm, relaxed atmosphere, every Thursday it's Carvery Dance Night. Just help yourself to beef, ham, pork and turkey, fresh vegetables and salads for just £3.50. Or enjoy the Friday and Saturday dinner dance with a la carte menu and live music with our resident band. Sunday is family carvery lunch and there is reductions on children's meals. Enjoy yourself at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Formby. Telephone Formby 72932.
Nobody I know could love me more than you. You can give me so much love, it seems untrue. Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree. And then when you've heard him, see if you agree. Nobody I know could love you more than me. Everywhere I go, the sun comes shining through. Everyone I know is sure it shines for you. And in my dreams I look into your eyes. Suddenly it seems I've found a paradise. Everywhere I go the sun comes shining through. It means so much to be a part of a heart of a wonderful one. When other lovers are gone, we'll live on. Into your eyes, suddenly it seems I've found a paradise. Everywhere I go, the sun comes shining through. Nobody I know could love me more than you. You can give me so much love, it seems untrue. Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree. And then when you've heard him, see if you agree.
Tinner and the Dave Simpson Show, both of them Lennon and McCartney compositions, and both of them performed by Peter and Gordon from the 1960s there. That was Nobody I Know, and before that we had a number entitled World Without Love, and they were in fact from 1964. Right, one more record now, and then we'll get into We Love the Pirate Stations. And this one comes from Sir Douglas and his quintet. She's About a Mover. Sir Douglas and his quintet, She's About the Mover. And you know what I've forgotten to do, don't you? I've forgotten to give you the address out of East Anglian Productions. I shall do it immediately after the 12 o'clock station identification, because if I do it now, time will run out on me, and I've got to squeeze two more things in, one of them for Stephen Sanford, and the other one for J. Thomas, or is it J. Thomas? Yes, it is J. Thomas of Hereford Drive in Netherton. And one was Johnny Walker's famous speech, and the other one's We Love the Pirates. So it's Johnny Walker's famous speech first, followed by We Love the Pirate Stations.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard. But as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food. They send comfort. And they send their love. All you need is love. And love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable formidable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London's skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's Ariel. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Casting to Merseyside on 266 metres in the medium wave band at a frequency of 1125 kilohertz. This is the weekend sound of MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Stand by for one more hour of much more music from yours truly, Dave Simpson, featuring We Love the Pirates by the Roaring Sixties, and also the address of East Anglian Productions. MAR time is fast approaching 12 o'clock midday.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll rhythm.
Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations, what'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day.
60s, and we love the pirate stations, bringing you into the second and final second and final disaster of the Dave Simpson show for a Sunday, as I choke myself to death on yet another cup of coffee to wake me up. And if you've got your tape recorders running, keep them running, because there's something rather special coming up right after I've given out the address of East Anglian Productions, which I've been promising to do for the last 40 minutes of the programme. And should you like a copy of the album The History of Offshore Radio, then simply write to East Anglian Productions, Studio House, 21 Walton Road, Frinton-on-Sea, in Essex, and they will write back to you and tell you just how much the album is. I can't think offhand just how much it is. I think it's about £5.99 or something like that, but with inflation it could have gone up. However, it is a double album and well worth the money. And that address once again is East Anglian Productions, Studio House, 21 Walton Road, Frinton-on-Sea, in Essex. And if you've got your tape recorders running, there's something rather special now from the days of Radio Caroline, featuring Tom Lodge and a whole lot of artists when he did an interview with all these artists for Radio Caroline and Disc and Music Echo. And if you've got your tape recorders running, something well worth keeping here.
We don't know yet.
No, we haven't got a script yet.
We haven't got a script yet either.
For Disc and Music Echo, this is Tom Lodge bringing you Sound of the Stars. All right, now it's time to kick off with the one and only Scylla. Hey, what on earth are you doing? What's going on? Oh, it's the Beatles. Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the recording studios. Conditions in here today aren't what we hoped, but we're certainly going to have a bash at producing another Smasheroo Christmas record.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not a Christmas record. No, like I said, it's Sound of the Stars. Your turn comes later on, but right now, I'm trying to introduce Scylla Black talking to the bachelors.
Well, Scylla, it's very nice of you to join us this year in Blackpool.
Oh,
and,
well.
What do you think about the show?
What do I think about the show? I'm looking forward to it because, you know, after your management practically begging on their hands and knees for me, I thought...
The joke is you're the last one that needed.
Anyway, I'm buying a new car, so...
Anyway,
yes.
What's
your
car?
A Mini, but it's sort of like made up to look like a Rolls. They call it Mini Rolls, so I should have it by July.
But I'm afraid to drive because I had a nasty accident a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Declan, what happened to you?
I was going along the road and that's less to remember.
I know,
it was all right. Only my head. See, there's a little part in my head.
Yes, I also noticed a few grey hairs there.
It's the worry, Scylla.
Yes.
See, you worry me.
Oh, don't be like
you
that. I get all embarrassed.
Yeah, you did that before, though.
When?
When we had I Believe, we were number two.
Yes.
And we were all set and all the predictions, you know, for number
one.
Oh,
no.
And all
then Scylla creeps
what
up on
us.
What was the number you had?
Would it be You're My World? Horse and cart, anyone had a heart?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll smash your face then.
There we have the actual voices of Scylla Black and the Bachelors. But wait for it. It's Cliff Richard talking to Hank Marvin and Bruce Welch of The Shadows.
Hey, is that a new song?
That sounds all right.
Well, for the film?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds great, yeah.
Do you like the lyrics?
Tremendous.
I'm glad.
I tell you, I think it's got real heart.
It has.
So we finished four.
You finished four?
It'd be great.
There's the one where the women are washing it
side
of the river.
Yes, I fancy that, yes.
Wash your woman.
Wash your woman.
Wash your woman.
I've got it. Look at that. It's great.
Isn't it? Another lot of
great lyrics as well, I thought.
Well,
very, very
what
good.
What was the bit we heard?
It unfolds into a story of pathos and tragedy.
Listen.
Yes.
Then there's the one where you're walking with a girl in the square.
Amelia.
Oh,
this is very
Amelia.
Touching. I just met a girl named Amelia.
The one at the close of the film where the fireworks are
going. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We thought, it's a fiesta thing, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
I thought we'd probably nick the Tijuana Brass kind of sound.
Oh, great. Yes, we start shooting next week, don't
it's we? It's May already.
The rain in Spain lies mainly in the Pinewood Studios.
Well, I hope it doesn't, folks.
First of all, Judy, do you ever miss Australia, living here and being away from it?
Sometimes I do, if I want to get out in the sunshine, but on the whole, I think there's so much to keep you occupied indoors, particularly in England, that I don't miss it on the whole. Oh, yeah! Oh, I shouldn't have said that. No, but you know, it's sort of entertainment-wise, and you know, everything's designed to keep you entertained, television and, you know, dancing and things like that. So I don't really miss sunshine unless I madly want to play sport or something.
Obviously, you know, people must ask you this. Being a girl with three men in a group, how do you feel about it?
Oh, well, it's very nice. I think, in a way, when I was young, I always wanted to have a big brother or something.
You've got three.
And now I've got three.
Penny Valentine with Judith Durham of The Seekers. The Ready Steady Go Girl. Kathy McGowan sure digs the Hollies.
What do you think about people who knock your records, about people who go on Jukebox Jury and they have a go?
Tell them to have a look at our bank account.
Jukebox Jury, don't pick the
right...
Jukebox Jury, don't pick the right people to go on there, because you get people, like, you get a caterer and you get a cooker, you know.
What?
All right, people who cooks, you know.
Really?
Simon Freud, whatever his name, what's his name?
Clement Freud Egg.
Why did Emma entitle him?
Listen, what about last week's Jukebox Jury?
Supposed to take the record for the top 20, and they don't know nothing about it.
What about last week's surely somebody didn't know who the animals were?
Yeah, how ridiculous.
What do you think about the fans who go screaming after you?
Great, thanks.
I mean, you know, they must annoy you.
They've all gone over to Walker Brothers. Everybody says, oh, the Hollies will do it, innit?
You've had more hit records, haven't you, than anyone, really?
Turnover time on Sound of the Stars, side two, includes, among others, the fabulous Beatles. If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051-630-2816. They also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records. To part two of Sound of the Stars, brought to you by Disc and Music Echo, and introduced by yours truly, Tom Lodge. And to kick off the second half, to 1966 chart toppers, Dusty Springfield and Spencer Davis.
I was just saying about Jackie Edwards. He sort of suddenly came to the fore as a songwriter. I got an old record of his. And he suddenly appears writing your two big ones.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. He's also written Wayne Fontana's Come On Home.
Yeah?
Yeah, Wayne's done a very good job on it as well.
I know the one before, somebody help me.
Keep On Running.
Yeah, did he do it? Keep On Running.
Yeah.
Did he write it like that?
The demo disc we had, in fact.
Keep On Hiding.
Was just the piano and himself.
Did he do that
this backbeat thing, you mean?
Did he do the backbeat?
Yes, just like that.
Isn't that funny?
You've been to the States, you know, all the fellas in the band and myself especially, you know, we're really looking forward to going.
Seems to be a pilgrimage for everyone to go to the Apollo, which it's all right going to the Apollo if there's somebody good on, but there's little point in it.
There's no one on there.
No, I've been a couple of times when it was good. You know, Joe Tex was on, who really impressed me. But otherwise, you know, particularly in California, I don't think the music isn't as good as it is here.
That was Dusty Springfield talking to leader Spencer Davis. Oh, what a meeting. The Walker Brothers, John and Gary, Pete Townsend of The Who, and Penny Valentine.
What do you think of your fans, Pete?
Well, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of fans, you know. The kind that we like the best are the ones that sort of give good reactions, you know, if we like to be screamed at.
What about who, John?
No, fans are nice, you know. It just depends. So we have a different problem than they have. I mean, besides, you know, reactions and things like that. You see, mums and dads come to see us, you know.
Yes, but can they hear about the screaming?
Well, that's just it. They can't. So they walk out of the theater hating us. And they say, oh, those Walker Brothers, all a bunch of morons, you know.
How do you feel about sort of people that pull you off stage and things, Gary?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Actually, it's kind of expensive, though.
Does money mean an awful lot to you, Gary?
For me? Mm. Oh, yeah, I think it's great, yeah.
Money invests itself. I mean, if you write songs, for example, you don't get the money for sort of 10 years.
No.
So, you know, it's a kind of an investment, you know.
Where are you going in the summer, Sand?
Where am I going? Oh, all over the continent, Munich, Rome, France.
Oh, you are Flash.
Oh, I'm going to Blackpool.
I've been in Blackpool for 3 months.
Oh, lovely. Shall you send me a card?
Yeah, I'll send you a card from Blackpool
thank you.
And
that's
bring some
very
rock
nice.
Back.
Send one to Munich or something.
Have you never been to Rome before, have you?
No.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We'll pass through there Christmas.
Look, I'll tell you what you can do if you get me. You can get me a shirt.
What kind?
An evening shirt. I'll give you the name of it and everything. Yeah, very flowery in the front and all the
ruffles. Should get them from
ruffles.
Paris.
Well, it's just that I happened to see one when we were in Rome before.
But it's going
to
still be there in the same window.
No, I bought one there.
Oh,
so
you
can
bought
go
one there?
Get me one at the same shop.
Times sure change. Mm-hmm. Well, that was Adam Faith speaking to his discovery, Sandy Shaw. Oh, yes, sirree. She's the most photogenic girl in show business. This was the time I came face to face with the one and only, yes, wait for it, the Beatles!
Well, it's nice to be in the actual captain's kitchen, and the captain himself is stirring up a right old brew.
Is it true that Paul and John, that you have ghostwriters write your songs for you?
Oh, yes,
ghostwriters.
We've got Gershwin and Trotsky. They write the first four.
And Lenin and Blavatsky writing the lyrics.
Yeah.
The two of the best selling lyric writers in the country.
We just do the PR for the boys, you know.
Yeah, we just do appearances and our mop tops, you know.
Yes.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's very hard, but just to wander around.
We've got doubles for most of that as well.
What's it like being a father, Ringo?
It's great.
When are you going to be a father, George?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Who do you fancy for the National?
When are you going to write another book, John?
A lot of people have come up to me and said, when are you going to write another book, John? And I've said, I don't know.
Give the pop stars a fairer share of the country's wealth.
What's your attitude toward commercial radio on land?
Yes. I don't mind where it comes from, you know, as long as it's there.
Yes, I think I go along with that. I think you might as well have it in the middle
of...
the
local angle, you know.
Yes,
get the local
angle.
You'd like to see local commercial stations?
I would like to see them. I'd just like to hear them.
Thank you very much.
Ringo?
Yeah, I would. You know, more stations the merrier, I always say. You've heard me say it before.
I think if the BBC can be legal on land, then so can everybody else. You know, that's how it should be. Or they either have nobody doing it, or they have everybody doing it.
Don't they, hey?
That's all from Sound of the Stars, which was devised and produced by Tony Barrow. My name's Tom Lodge, and it's been a real gas introducing you to the stars. For the finest pop pictures and the strongest stories, don't you dare miss a single issue of Britain's full-color weekly Disc and Music Echo. And remember, for up-to-the-minute what's happening and latest discs, listen all the time to Radio Caroline. And in the meantime, stay cool, real cool.
Broadcast in its entirety, Tom Lodge there introducing the Sounds of the Stars produced by Disc and Music Echo and Radio Caroline, and that is in fact the first time that those interviews have in fact been broadcast in their entirety since the 20th of May 1966, and I'm sure that the Sound of the Stars of the 1960s brought back a lot of memories for an awful lot of our listeners.
If you want the best
to the music on MAR 266 meters in the medium wave band. Dave Simpson playing the music for the next 43 minutes, and this time it comes from Mr. Don Partridge and a number called Blue Eyes.
It happens every spring, I hear this bluebird sing. Love is here again to stay, but now that I've seen you, I know this time it's true. To stay. Blue eyes look my way, make today my lucky day.